For NPR Illinois, I'm Daisy Contreras. The local Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Illinois Capital Region has merged with the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois. Board President Brad Zara says the merger comes after years of financial struggles.
Did you guys see any telltale signs throughout the years that this was something that could happen?
Oh, yeah. This was, it was top of mind for at least the last couple of years where, to be quite honest, we were in survival mode and figuring out, you know, what are the, where is the magic that can help us to sustain? And I won't say it was for a lack of effort. You know, our board is extremely committed to the point where if it weren't for our board and several of our board members stepping up to fill the gap when we were in a difficult situation, we would never have made it to this point.
During those years and during the last few months, did the changes you spoke about having to cut back on staff, did that impact service?
No, that was the thing that we protected. So what suffered was we did not have a fund development director for a year. So when you're not out really fostering those relationships, people begin to feel neglected or feel that there isn't a need if they're not being kept informed and talked to. So that area struggled. So all of these things between the board and our executive director, we made sure that we covered these areas so that our caseworkers could do what they, again, what Big Brothers Big Sisters is all about.
Did you find any wrongdoing on how you handled your finances in the last few years?
Oh, absolutely not. There was no wrongdoing, really just maybe there's more we could have done to raise more funds, but what this has done for us is just helped us to maybe be forced into doing something that is the most prudent as far as instead of having our own independent agency with the expense of a high-level person as an executive director, and each of these roles, program director, fund development director, these are all relatively costly positions, and to be serving just one county or one area, if we can get all of that almost for the cost of one person, it's really something we didn't know was possible, but yet I feel like we're being better stewards of our donors' money.
And have you heard from people out in the community that were concerned about the future of the local organization?
We have. The staff would hear from some, since they were the ones that were answering the phone at the agency if there was a phone call. One of the things that probably brought about the most concern was, historically, we've always done Bowl for Kids' Sake, which is our kind of premier fundraiser of the year in March. And March came and went, April came and went, and those regulars that had always participated and supported in that way had not heard anything about it. So in retrospect, I can see where we should have done a better job of communicating that we are alive and well, even though this event's not happening right now. We did hold the event in July. That was our way of letting the community know that we are still here and we are still going forward. But we have been active in going out and meeting with longtime supporters one-on-one just to help bring them up to speed and apologize for that period of lack of communication.
What is your message to those people who have been a big part of the organization?
Mm-hmm. Well, mainly thanking them for what they have done, because the other thing we find is the reason there's question and concern, just their passion and the understanding of the need for the mentoring of these children. More than anything, they're concerned that that's going to go away. So we're helping them to understand how we've gotten to this point, why we feel that this merger is the best way for us to sustain moving forward, and just ask for their continued support and patience as we make the transition.